Watch, anti-Trump protesters erect mock guillotine on Inauguration Day. By Amy Furr on January 20, 2025. A group of leftist protesters showed up in Washington, D.C. on Monday, bringing with them a grim device for their demonstration as President Donald Trump was sworn in a second time. Some individuals in the group of about 250 to 300 were seen gathered around a fake guillotine, a machine historically used for beheadings, in the area known as Meridian Hill, or Malcolm X Park, according to Breitbart News. The words "Come Get Some" were written on the guillotine while a person wearing black clothing and a black mask stood next to it. The guillotine's blade appeared to have red paint on its blade to look like blood. Another individual standing nearby held a sign that read, "The revolution is now." In August 2020, protesters set up another guillotine outside the White House, for Breitbart News. At the time, someone placed a doll resembling Trump in the device. The protests at the White House came on the last night of the Republican National Convention, as Trump delivered his speech on the White House South Lawn. "We must never allow mob rule," Trump said in his speech, condemning the violence and looting in recent weeks around the country in Democrat-run cities. Trump was sworn in for a second time as the 47th President of the United States on Monday in the Capitol Rotunda, completing one of the greatest comebacks in political history, per Breitbart News. Trump and First Lady Melania attended a prayer service at the historic St. John's Episcopal Church in D.C. prior to the inauguration ceremony. St. John's has welcomed every president to worship in its sanctuary, beginning with James Madison. Several have been regular communicants, earning St. John's its status as a National Historic Landmark, the church's website read.